Hi, I'm Mackenzie Arbor.
I'm Sarah Hernandez.
I'm Ava Lehman.
And we're doing Interstellar as our film for our podcast.
Okay, to start off our questions, our first question is, what elements of science fiction are apparent in the film and how do they shape the narrative? So Interstellar shows many elements of science fiction. It slightly involves the use of artificial intelligence with the use of the robot TARS. It isn't a typical robot, and it seems to understand many complicated subjects and is able to communicate very well. It also has the ability to have humor. This makes TARS a very likable character and is important to the plot as he performs many essential actions that help the characters navigate space. It also has general technology with the use of space travel. With the space travel, the characters travel through space and different planets. The reason why the characters are traveling through space in the first place is because the Earth is in a doomsday situation. The Earth is currently experiencing an effect like a dust bowl. This puts the next generation in danger, which pushes NASA to try to travel into space to see if any planets are a better option. There is technically also a little bit of time travel, because when the characters travel to the planet, they have to experience a huge time difference. An hour spent on that planet is 7 hours on Earth, which causes a sense of urgency to the plot.
Okay, that wasn't bad. Honestly, I thought the robot was pretty cool, but, like, he's kind of creepy. Like, I understood, like, the point of it, too, but, like, I don't think it was really that necessary for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there were two, weren't there? Two or three. I don't know. I just feel like it had too much of, like, a human voice, and then it looked like a giant chunk of metal.
Yeah.
And then, like, it could joke around. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
For our second question, it is, Nolan worked with PhD physicist Dr. Kip Thorne to create the film following established physical and scientific laws. How does following the science for the movie such as this help to create a more believable and realistic experience? So I thought that since the science was already established to an extent, it forces the audience to question the fact that something like this may actually happen or be possible in the real world. It also gives the film a probable cause to approach and to a solution probably out in space, like inhabiting another planet and working with black holes.
Mm-hmm. And then I thought that, I guess it doesn't really, like, it's kind of science-y, but the interviews that they did with the people who actually experienced the Dust Bowl kind of backed up the science, their reasoning to, like, why they're trying to go find another planet.
So the third question is, how are sound and score used in the film? What impact does sound and score have on the film? So I think the film utilizes loud sound effects during tense scenes, such as when Cooper is driving through the cornfield, or like during the times in the cockpit of the spaceships. When Cooper and his team land on Miller's planet, a ticking sound plays throughout the whole scene, and it becomes quicker as the scene becomes more tense. Nolan tried to make sound effects sound as realistic as possible. And he also, like, while making the film, like, more realistic, the use of loud music and sound effects also emphasizes various scenes, such as the spaceship launch. Considering that the movie is intense, the music is just as intense, I would say.
So I thought was another interesting part of the movie with the sound is that when they were in space, he made it completely silent.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, like, a cool way.
That was really cool. I thought
I liked that. I feel like most of the music was all intense, but I remember, like, I don't know if he was it's, like, kind of popular, like, the song, but it's, like, I think it was when they were in the truck and they were going through the cornfield.
Yeah,
it was, like, the piano music.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So our last question, besides our research question, was a main idea or an underlying meaning of a narrative work which may be stated directly or indirectly. What themes are evident in the film and how is it / are they developed? So I thought the theme was about sacrifice and, like, the sacrifices it takes to save humanity, or even how isolation and loneliness impacts one's ability to think rationally and operate from an ethical standpoint versus a survivalist one, which can kind of be seen, like, with Cooper's own conflict. And then I thought another theme that it wasn't really shown that much, but I thought a theme was love. Because, like, when he went into the fifth dimension, he ended up in a timeline with, like, his family or with his daughter. And then he used gravity to communicate with her. And I thought that that just shows how powerful love is. And then I thought, although I thought it was a bit unrealistic, it does emphasize the message behind saving the world and making sacrifices for the greater good of humanity.
Okay, so our last question, the big question, is what drives and motivates human beings to ultimately act in the moment and make decisions? So I found a piece of research that was written by Tara Carr from the University of Wisconsin, and it dives into how the pain-pleasure principle influences people's actions. This principle basically describes that people make decisions based on avoiding pain and increasing pleasure. Usually people's decisions are based on their prior experiences and how they interpret these experiences to either be painful or pleasurable. In the movie, a good example of this is Matt Damon's character, Man. He is stranded on the planet and experiences extreme loneliness. To avoid this feeling any longer, he sends out a signal saying that the planet has the potential to be habitable, just so he can be rescued. He chooses to put other lives in danger just for the chance to be saved. In this situation, the feeling that he had of being stuck on the planet was painful for him, so he did anything to escape the pain, including putting other people's lives on the line. Tara Carr also mentions that pain can drive people to make decisions and choices that they usually would not. Even though the background of this character, Man, wasn't shown, it could have changed his belief system just from that experience.
So for my research, I found an article called Decisions and Desire by Gardner Morse from the Harvard Business Review. And essentially, the article was about like several different experiments, but in specifically one experiment, he had people play essentially an ultimatum game that was involved in goal orientation, and it targeted the higher part of the higher brain, which he found to become too busy in assessing the situation. And then he also found that humans essentially have an animal brain with a human cortex, and it becomes heavily involved in negative emotions. And he basically just found that when the people were making these hard decisions, he saw a struggle between emotion and reason. And then this specifically is targeted in the brain system for sensing and making decisions about risks that are prone to error. And he found that, or he believes that believing on a gut level should not always be the case, because believing on a gut level is usually caused by the amygdala, which is your emotional response center. And he says that it leads to bad decisions, but I kind of found the opposite in Interstellar when Brand, the scientist, was sitting down with Cooper and they were discussing which planet they were going to go to after they had just gotten back from Miller's planet. And Brand said that she wanted to go to, at first she explained that she wanted to go to Edmund's planet because of the science, but then she also revealed that she was in love with Edmund. And even though she wanted to go just because of emotional response, she believed on her gut level, which led to a good decision. So kind of like counteracts each other. Ultimately, it's how a combination of our brain chemistry and how our specialized and individualized brains react depending on the aspects of a situation.
Okay, so my research is by the publisher Krapek on Act Human. And so this one's just a little bit like about the human action. So basically it's just an act of decision whose source is rational knowledge and free will. A person can make a decision based on their free will, and act is based on a person who decided to do it. So honestly, in Interstellar, I think depending on the character or person and how they respond to emergency situations and how fast they respond to it as well, can kind of go with like Cooper and Brand, I would say.